Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's March. It's basketball season, and SDPB's Nate Weck. Actually, lots of people from South Dakota Public Broadcasting are on the road right now, but Nate is going to talk to us for the weekly sports and rec update. Hey, Nate, welcome back.
Hey, Lori, how's it going today?
All right. To be clear, you're not driving.
I'm not driving. No.
Okay.
Nope. I'm co-captain on this commute.
All right. Well, hello to your driver there for us, and give us an idea where you're headed. You know what? Before we do that, let's look a little bit about yesterday, because that news is not that old with the Summit League Championships and the big showing for South Dakota teams.
Yeah, yesterday the Summit League Championships took place at the Premier Center in Sioux Falls. Really, it's basically the dream come true for the state of South Dakota, because you have South Dakota State University, University of South Dakota in both championship games going against each other. So you have that rivalry, you have the passion, plus you're playing for all the marbles and a trip to the big dance. So the energy, Lori, as you can imagine, was top notch. The women, SDSU women, got the victory over USD to start. And that game, they announced it, 8,700 people were in attendance for the women's championship game. It was the highest attended conference women's championship basketball game in the country. Out of all the other conferences, of all the other women's basketball conference championship games, the one in South Dakota with USD and SDSU tops them all with attendance. So I think that is really cool. I think it shows a lot about that, you know, fans in South Dakota don't just enjoy basketball. They enjoy women's basketball, girls' basketball. You know, this weekend's the girls' basketball tournament, so high school. You're going to see a lot of fans, a lot of passionate fans out and about. I think that was on display yesterday as well at the Premier Center in Sioux Falls. And then the men's championship game, SDSU, in a very similar fashion, jumped up early in the first half, and they didn't really let USD crawl back into the game. SDSU men got the victory too. And attendance for that one too, 11,300 people in attendance for that one. So you can imagine the type of atmosphere all day long at the Premier Center, with thousands and thousands of people that are constantly walking around, passionate about the game. They understand that this is the big time. This is the big stage. This is where you want to be. So you can imagine just what that atmosphere was like. And it was a lot of fun for a lot of the people that were in attendance.
And so here's a lesson for other communities and the city of Sioux Falls who want to, you know, bring in those big numbers. Just cancel school on the day of the tournament. Bring everybody, all the teachers and the kids can go.
blizzard warning off of the school. And interstates are closed, and there's still people that are finding their way to Sioux Falls, whether they come a day earlier, 2 days earlier, or they're staying a day later. It's just crazy, like the dedication that you see from some of the fans, that I'm not missing it, and that's the final story. There's no questions asked. You don't ask any questions, Lori. They're just not missing it, and they're there.
They'll get there. All right, you're going to get there through the ice on the interstates. Where are you headed?
Oh, we're me and Andrew Bork. We're SDPB and Andrew Bork. We're on our way right now to Aberdeen. The Class D girls tournament is in Aberdeen this weekend, but we're going to stop at Aberdeen Central High School to talk to a specific basketball player first before we head on over and help the crew set up. What we're doing is we're going over to talk to senior basketball player for Aberdeen Central, Peyton Burkhart. She is committed to playing basketball next year for South Dakota State University. I think it's going to be interesting, too, because with the SDSU women winning yesterday, I think she's probably got to be pretty happy about that since she's going into that program. Plus, Aberdeen Central, the women or the girls basketball team at Aberdeen Central, is the number one seed going into the AA tournament. And the AA girls tournament, obviously, is next weekend with the boys, with all three of the boys tournaments, so that they can do that joint AA tournament. But she's got to be pretty stoked right now, being in the number one seed for high school, and to see that her future program is also having a lot of success. So we're going to go sit down with her and have a little conversation, see what her high school journey has been like at Aberdeen Central. We'll talk to head coach Don Seiler as well, get some thoughts from her about what Peyton has been like to coach, what kind of player she is. And I also just want to talk a little bit like what we just talked about a few minutes ago, Lori. I want to ask Dawn Seiler, too, about what does it mean to have all of the passion for girls basketball, women's basketball in South Dakota, because there's something unique here. There's something different in the water that separates South Dakota from all these other states when it comes to girls and women's basketball.
Do you have ideas of what, you know, from all talking to the folks that you have and have covered as many games as you have, what is it about South Dakota and women's and girls basketball that we sort of celebrate it a little more, if that's true?
Well, I don't know if my answer is the correct answer, because I think you could get have a lot of different answers from a lot of different people.
Right,
that probably
could
all be correct. But from my vantage point, and what's cool for me is I can go to a girls' high school basketball game, watch some of the really great players, and they're not going out of state when they get to the college level. They're staying here in South Dakota to continue their athletic careers at the collegiate level, whether it be South Dakota State. We saw last year at the Class B girls tournament, the championship was Sanborn Central Woonsocket versus Sully Buttes. Well, in Sully Buttes, you had Chloe Lamb. She was committed to going to USB, where she played this year. Maya Salland, she was on Sanborn Central Woonsocket. They played for a championship last year in high school, and now they played for a championship yesterday at the college level. So seeing some of these stories, watching athletes grow, you're able to see that a little bit better, I think, with the girls. They're staying in the state. And I think it's really cool, too, that we have two very, very powerful women's basketball programs at that collegiate level with USD and SDSU. Yeah. That is a very attractive source for our in-state athletes, where they can play Division I women's basketball, and they can do that right here in South Dakota.
All right, so let's continue that thread and say when that team, the women's team, let's say, from SDSU goes on to the next level of tournament play, how do South Dakota teams do outside the Summit League? And can that change? Can we grow the program so that we're more competitive nationwide?
Well, right, and I think you look at Northern and what Northern. I mean, they've had a lot of really good girls basketball or women's basketball players that have come through their program. A few years back, a girl from Vibrant Early, Abby Hora, she was a 2,000 point scorer. She's at Augustana playing ball. You know, so you have a lot of talent too of girls that they'll say, I'm going to Augie, I'm going to USF, I'm going to Northern, I'm going to Black Hills State, or I'm going to Dakota State or Dakota Wesleyan or Briar Cliff or whatever the school may be. You are seeing that. You are seeing that take place. It's a little different on the boys' side because a lot of the in-state athletes, the ones that get heavily recruited, it seems like they wander out of the state and go play elsewhere, but you do have, sometimes the state will get it right and they'll be able to keep these kids that are in-state to play college hoops as well in South Dakota, which is always cool. I mean, that's kind of a dream for me, I guess, personally, just because we cover so many of these high school kids and their journeys to get to the top level, and to be able to continually watch them. It's like bonus time when we get to watch an extra 4 years play at that next level.
And then maybe hopefully after their athletic career is over, they get a great education and they stay in the state too. I know my daughter had two elementary school teachers who were standout basketball players and were fabulous teachers. And, right there in the classroom with them, and then talked a lot about sports and athletics and the integrity of that and whatnot. So everybody wins.
Right. That's a whole different side of it too, is the educational side, because obviously all the institutions in South Dakota pride themselves on providing a strong post-secondary education. So, I mean, that's definitely a factor, too. It's a whole different conversation we could have, Lori.
Right, I know. We're just having our brainstorming session for future stories that we're going to report on right here while everyone listens. Say, Nate, you got about 30 seconds left. Give us an update on where these tournaments are coming up, as South Dakota Public Broadcasting will have a presence at them all.
Yep, right? So the Class B girls, we're going to have coverage of all six basketball tournaments over the next couple weeks. This week is the Class B girls and the Class A girls. Class B girls are in Aberdeen. Class A girls are in Watertown. Next week, starting on Thursday of next week, we're going to have all of the boys classes, so A, B, AA boys, and the class AA girls. AA girls, AA boys will be in Sioux Falls. A boys will be in Rapid City, and B boys will be back up here in Aberdeen.
All right, and we're going to have Gary Ellenbolt on next week as well from our broadcast at the Black Hills Bureau, as we're spending the whole week in Rapid City next week. So he'll give us an update of the tournaments he's covering, and you'll be back with us, Nate Weck, as well next week. So thank you so much. Drive safely.
All right, thanks, Lori. Have a good one.